Hello, everyone. Welcome to this webinar, to this call about what is inner guidance. My name is Shiva L, and I'm going to introduce myself, and then I'll give you a roadmap of where we're going and what you can expect during this call. And I wanted to thank you for showing up and thank anyone who's listening to this after the fact. Who I am is Shiva L. Shannon Brophy, or Shiva L. Luminance River, as a blogger online through my website, akashicintuitive.com. And I live in Mount Shasta, which is one of the sacred vortex areas and chakras of the planet. So there are lots of spiritual people who live here and lots of books that have been written here. And I am also an Akashic reader. I am an activator, a channeler, a healer, a teacher. I am sometimes on radio shows, like I will soon be on Lauren Gailey's Quantum Conversations in the latter half of the month, talking about dreaming new earth into being. My writing is about consciousness, ascension, intuitive guidance, being in the heart, multidimensionalities. And I facilitate webinars and gatherings as my service for personal and planetary healing. And what got me into this is that in reading people's Akashic records, I realized that it is even more empowering for people to be able to receive their own guidance and read their own Akashic records. So thus, I have created webinars and discourse so people can do that. And I want to thank Margine Bro, who has helped make this offering possible, and the Center for Sacred Studies for all that they do that helps the world. And I want to thank the ministers who might be listening. And thank you so much for allowing this platform and offering to happen. I also want to thank the people who have registered and sent in kind comments and questions. I thank you so much for your presence. So that's the introduction. Let me get to the roadmap of what we're going to do. First, we're going to set some sacred space so we can be in our heart, so we can be in the unified field and really start to go inward here. Then we will talk about what is inner guidance and what are the ways in which it comes through. And between these topics, we will open the lines, and you can press 1 on your keypad and ask your question or share from the heart, a comment from your own experience. Then we will talk about enhancing inner guidance, and I'll share some tips about better receiving. We can open the lines again. We'll talk about the benefits of tuning into your inner guidance, which are way beyond making decisions in your life. Then I will share a little about the Enhancing Inner Guidance course that is coming up, and I will attempt to answer the questions that have come in the registration, and we will then have a closing of our sacred space and the end of the call. So let's get started. I invite you to please close down any distractions that you might have and get in a comfortable position where you can go into the sacred space of your heart. So I want to welcome Shirley, Judith, Julie, Letitia, Greg, Donna, Eunice, Trudy, and Trish, who are here with us, and anyone else joining us, Margine, who is here, and let us all come into sacred space together in our heart, the heart of the earth. We would like to connect into our heart space and connect to that, to the center of the earth, and feel the love of Mother Earth in our hearts, and expand our hearts out to as big as the planet, and connect to the heart of the universe, and bring in the love of the universe in and send it out connect to our connection with Source, which we can imagine as golden light coming into our open crown. Just take a deep breath and relax with your eyes closed and invite your angels and guides that are aligned with your highest good to be here with you now and to communicate with you. And I invite my angels and guides aligned for the highest good to be here. Take some breaths and feel what that is like. And today is the new moon, and it's a good day for intentions on the new moon. So I invite you to welcome an intention in relation to your inner guidance. And this is also the first solar eclipse of the month, and it's about awakening to what direction we should walk. According to an astrologer, when I looked up the information, which I think is a perfect synchronicity, it's about finding our own guidance. And I'd like to share my intention, but I'd like to allow a little space for you to tap into your own intention that might be there. You can just feel it in your heart. My intention is that each person here and every person here that is listening or elsewhere listening find value and find some inner guidance that shows up in the call or sometime after that is of benefit to them. My intention is that it opens the doors of inner guidance, that this is not just a call with words, but it is also a transmission of energy and a connection to divine for everyone that is self. And with the participants, I'd like to open it up for any comments and questions. You can press 1 on your dial, and Marcin will open the line for you. You have something to say? No one seems to have any comments there, so we will go on to what is inner guidance. Inner guidance is much more than just making decisions. It's about living our highest potential. It's about giving you the tools to be in more of the flow of the universe and the flow of yourself so you effortlessly manifest the life you wish to live that is juicy and delicious and fun. And there is inner guidance that is inside, comes from inside, from the state of meditation, from tuning inward, from communion with Source. There is also guidance that comes in from outside, from the world, through other people and what they're saying. Perhaps somebody says something and you overhear a conversation and it's really something that you know is a message from your higher self. There is synchronicity that happens that is a message. And have you ever heard of angel numbers? Angel numbers are often triple digit numbers or any numbers that have certain meaning to you, and they're a confirmation that you are on your path. You can look it up on the web to find out more about angel numbers and what exactly every number means. And angel numbers are make you feel good and help you keep going sometimes. The thing about inner guidance is that true inner guidance is always uplifting and encouraging, and it is a matter of discernment to know what feels good, what feels uplifting, and what is not controlling and telling you what to do, but more is guiding and offering suggestions, offering help, offering communion and support. And next, I'd like to go into how does guidance come through for different people? People receive messages, they receive words, whether they're seeing the word or hearing the word. Sometimes people receive symbols that they can draw or see in their mind's eye. people receive downloads, which are sudden blocks of information that comes in that allows a sudden knowing of a lot of information. Some people are clairolfactant, which is to smell information. I am not one of these, so it's hard for me to understand what this is like. People receive images or visions, which could be a picture, or it could be like watching a video camera of a scene, and then you interpret and decode these messages. Messages come through as heard, whether words or a song or sounds or sometimes a tone, and messages come through as sensing or feeling. For me, I receive tingles when somebody is saying something that is true and important, so I pay attention. So there are different ways of knowing, and sometimes you just simply know it isn't any one path or it's more than one path. At this point, I'd like to open it up for any comments and questions. You can raise your hand by pressing 1 on your dial and interact, participate. So, no one seems to be having any questions so far, so I'm going to continue. I'm going to go into how do we enhance our receiving of guidance? There are some different techniques. Number one way of enhancing our guidance is to use meditation. And within the realm of meditation, I learned a special technique called quantum jumping when I was on a trip this winter to Guatemala, and I met the cacao shaman who was an expert in this. It's a technique where you use your breath and you visualize a doorway or a stepping stone and you move in through guided meditation into a deeper state where you're going through a doorway, and when you go through the doorway, you bring in a certain frequency, or when you are more advanced at it, you can meet an alternative twin self who perhaps knows something like how to run a business that you know nothing about, or is able to paint or have talents that you don't have yet. And people have actually used this and written books and regained skills that they never have had before. They can also use it for healing. So you can use quantum jumping. You can work by yourself, or you can work with others. It's great to have a buddy or a group that you feel safe with and working together in sacred space. And there are some people here on this call who I've worked with, and they have helped me and I've helped them with receiving visions. And when we receive our visions and share them, somebody else in the group feels it and sees it, and we all have this shared experience where we can all receive guidance together. Another technique is to enter the Akashic Records, which is something I teach, and automatic writing, where you have a chat or communication with your guide via text or writing. So the second thing that you do to enhance your receiving is to enter a state of being that is receptive, that is more the theta state of self-hypnosis instead of the beta brain state, which is when we are alert and less receptive. So healing can come through information, knowledge, solutions, downloads happen in this state of receptivity. So the third thing that enhances our receiving is noticing what shows up and decoding it. Sometimes things come in too quickly or we don't pay attention, but paying attention allows us to notice, and we'll be doing that more in the Enhancing Inner Guidance course. Practice is an obvious thing. It helps us to really turn up our inner guidance, and collaboration with others. Having playmates, using our imagination, amplifies our experience of receiving guidance. So those are my tips and techniques that I wanted to share today. Who wants to add to that or have a question about that, comment? They can press 1 on their phone if you'd like to raise your hand and say something. Nobody seems to be saying anything. You're very welcome to ask questions. So I will continue with, what are the benefits of turning up your inner guidance? Why would you want to do so? Why would you want to take the trouble to do these things that help you to receive? First of all, the first benefit, 1, is it opens up the heart. And this allows us to be in the unified field. It allows us to receive solutions to whatever we need to know about. It allows us to work with our mind. Our mind is more in duality that goes from polar opposites. And being in the heart allows us to, our heart and mind, to work together. So 2, it helps us to be in the flow of and connected to the universe. So with the universe, there is a give and take of love to all aspects of the universe, including aspects of life. And we're all here together as one being. And in the Inca tradition of Peru, there is a Quechua word, and this word is called Aini. It means sacred reciprocity. Everything is giving and everything is receiving love, and we want to be in the giving and receiving of love. And intuition allows us to feel the flow within the greater universe and to participate in this sacred reciprocity of love between beings. And when we are in the flow of and connected to the universe, there is less trying and more flow, and we run into those opportunities, which takes us to 3. It helps us to realize our highest potential. 4 is it helps us to shift our mood when we are down or upset. When we tune up our inner guidance, and we can do this because we've practiced it in meditation, we've practiced it at times when we were feeling good, so that we can create emotional well-being and balance for ourselves. And this is our inner alchemy, and this is our mastery. 5, it is fun and playful. Our guides definitely have an amazing sense of humor, and it's really fun to go into the realms of our imagination and meditate. I don't think of meditation as spiritual hard work. I think of it as sacred communion and fun, and I want people to feel that too. So 6, for reasons and benefits to turn up our inner guidance, 6 is thinking of a quote by Einstein, which is, problems cannot be solved from the same level in which they are created. So meditation and inner guidance helps us to shift to a higher level of consciousness, which is the solution field. We can enter the solution field and more answers and opportunities can show up for us. 7, we can become more secure. And the reason we can become more secure and feel more safe is we can read the energy of people and places. Therefore, we are guided. We know where to go. We know where to not go. 8, we can discern truth. We know who is lying, who is not, whether the media is lying, and an individual is lying, and what is truth, and whatever we read on the internet or whatever we read from outside of it, we know, and we lessen our anxiety and we feel safer and better about who we are and our experience. 9, the benefit of our inner guidance is that it helps us with creativity, we can come up with many more ideas than we otherwise could directly from Source, and we can express Source as our higher self into this reality. Number 10, it brings miracles in our lives with our being in the space of receptivity. And I've worked with people with the miracle immersion field to open that and connect it with one another so that we bring more miracles into our lives. And number 11, telepathy. We experience more telepathy with other people, reading each other's minds and moving towards a society where we don't have to talk as much. And it's making me laugh to think that I could have given this conference to people through telepathy. But we're all here to tune up our inner guidance and to build those skills. So I'd like to open it up again. If you'd like to share a question or comment or insight about the benefits or anything else we've covered here, you can press 1 on your keypad. Thank you. Okay, we have one person. You are on, Suzanne. Your line is open if you'd like to share.
Oh, thanks. Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you. Yes.
Okay, thank you. I love all those different, all the different reasons that it's so important to connect with our inner guidance, because I use this, I mean, I can't even imagine being without my inner guidance, you know, from the moment I wake up in the morning, throughout my day in everything that I do. So I love all those reasons, but of course, you know, the most important even reason out of all those, my favorite one is the telepathy that we can, we can connect so much more deeply through our intuition, but we can also help other people so much this way, which I find I do a lot throughout my day and throughout these years that I've been doing different types of healing work, that it's so important to be able to not only connect to our own intuition and our higher self and through our guidance, but then we can help others a lot more this way, because we know what they're feeling, what they're needing, and we can give them that support, that love. And so there's all these special nuances around all those reasons, right?
Mm. I'm really feeling what you're saying and loving mm-hmm. it too, and loving how you wake up in the morning and you feel that connection all day long.
Mm-hmm.
Say anything about how you use telepathy to help other people and what that's like?
Yes, I can. Well, let me just also share, when I get up in the morning, one of the things I do on the days that I don't have an exact timing or schedule for the things I'm going to do, I use my inner guidance to let me know at what time I should go or in what order I should do them for the people that I will meet along the way. I don't know the details of what I'll be helping them with or doing, but sometimes when I get into the situation, I do know when it happens, I get that feeling in my body and the knowingness that, okay, this is why I came this way or to this place in this order. And that person, there's something I can help them with that I never would have imagined that was going to happen that day. So I really go with the flow as I'm in service in my day.
That's
yeah.
really beautiful. Thank you.
And then you're yes. welcome. Thank you for letting me share. That's probably one of my favorite things that I've been doing for years that I don't really tell people about that much. I don't really get to share that I'm doing that, because I really do keep it to myself, you know, the different things that happen and how miracle, you know, how much they are little mini miracles for me and the other people. But I'm sure that happens to you and other people on this call.
Well, after you say that, me and maybe some other people will be inspired to do the same. anyway, thank you so much for sharing, Suzanne.
Well, you're welcome. And you asked me about the telepathy. I find that because I do talk to animals and all of life in that telepathic way, and of course, I do work on it with my close friends as well. Not as much as I would like, but I'd like to work on it more. I love having that close connection so that words don't need to always be spoken about the things we're sharing. We can really resonate with each other and feel the deep resonance and connection. And as you feel with me, I can tell. So because we have that. So I just look forward to when the world, as we shift here into this more telepathic type of connection, I feel it's going to be a wonderful experience to interact with people and not have to explain everything or speak every word of what we're trying to share. We will feel very connected.
Oh, I love that. And prayers for the world to become more telepathic.
Yes.
With animals, with plants, with other, mm-hmm. especially other humans. Anyway, mm-hmm. thank you so much.
Yes. You're welcome. Thank you so much, Sherelle, for this class. It's wonderful.
Okay, and next I'm going to talk about inviting you to the Enhancing Inner Guidance course. Oh, well, I realized that Judith would like to ask a question or make a comment. So, Judith, the line is open if you'd like to speak.
Yes, hi. What I've been sensing as I've been listening is just the beautiful sense of all of us on the call connecting. When I do groups, I often feel that there's a love field that's created, and that it likes to be acknowledged. And that as the field itself is acknowledged, it amplifies in everyone. So I can feel that as I'm speaking to you in my belly, as oh yes, that's really true. And so I'm curious if there's a way for all of us to just see what information we're being asked to receive collectively in this moment together.
How about if we do that? Let's all just tune in and see what information we're being asked to receive in this moment. And would you like to share anything, Judith, that you received?
Yeah, this is related to what I was sensing as well, is that it's on an energetic level rather than so much words. So I felt it in my body. I actually felt it as an opening in the sexual chakra, like a light energy opening, and also having that energy connect more deeply with the earth. So it feels very, it's like a beautiful sort of electrical kind of energy energizing the whole body and possibly the whole planet right now with this new moon eclipse energy.
I'm so glad that you brought up the feeling of the energy and tuning into that, because that energetic sensitivity is so important. And yes, it is the eclipse, and there's all this beautiful energy. And I thank you for enhancing the field of love and helping us tune in. So thank you, Judith. And let's see if somebody else has something else to space. Does anyone else want to say anything about what they felt just now when we did that? You can raise your hand and press 1. Well, if anything comes up, please feel free to share. I look forward to hearing what anyone has to share, and it's really important, the idea of group participation and the idea of sensing energy and feeling our oneness. I really love doing those kinds of things. So I wanted to continue and including all of the love field, what we just did in what we did, and invite people to the Enhancing Inner Guidance course. It's sponsored by the Center for Sacred Studies, which does some really wonderful things in the world, including this. There you can sign up, and it starts on the fall equinox, which is September 22nd for 6 weeks. There will be handouts and bonuses, things to read for those who like that and like guides. We will be keeping a notebook where we keep track of our synchronicities, our experiences, our dreams, our insights, any symbols that come through, and we will be helping one another and sharing one another as and participating as co-creative equals. And some may choose to practice with one another outside of this, and it will be a blast, and we'll build the telepathy field and telepathic connections with one another, and also we will build the love field and so much more in the miracle field. And I wanted to say, if you want to make a comment about anything, feel free. I have a few questions here from the registration that came in as text. So one person asked, do our ancestors work from their ego? And how can I differentiate where their guidance is coming from? So it is my belief that our ancestors are always with us, and they tend to show up as their most loving selves versus their egoic selves. And one of the things our ancestors can really help with is the forgiveness work that we need to do within our families and within ourselves and with other people. And the ego part is, in my experience, has been my own ego, not really the ego of other beings that I'm picking up with. And if you set the intention for the highest good in your sacred space and to meet those who are aligned with that, you come up with uplifting guidance that feels good and is encouraging and is more pure and true. So that's what I have to say about the ancestors and differentiating and discerning guidance. The next question is about tapping into creativity and creating my own business. A person wants to know about that, how she can do that. I've done this before for business. So to open up to creative ideas, I would suggest going into sacred space with yourself, meditating, and asking open-ended questions. Open-ended questions about how can I receive abundance and be of service? How can I receive abundance and do something that makes my heart sing? What potential businesses are there to be created by me for my highest potential self? And then once you come up with some ideas, you can actually speak to the consciousness of the business and ask how it wants to be created. Ask it to show you something. How can it be abundant? How can it thrive? Who can it serve? What can you do for advertising and getting the word out? You can really use the communicating with consciousnesses as a tool. You can also use quantum jumping, the advanced technique of meeting your twin self, who either knows potential businesses for you or knows how to conduct that business, and you can ask questions and get advice and learn new things that you didn't know. So that's some things on creativity and creating a business to share. The next question, and by the way, feel free to jump in if you have a question or a comment or inspiration that you want to share. Feel free. The next question is about somebody who has been stuck for many years. They are ready to move forward, and they want tools to tune inward. So I salute you and support you in this endeavor in moving forward, and your higher self has the answers for you, and we'll be connecting to your higher self in the future course, and you can do this also on your own. It is a journey. It's a communion, and you, through asking and receiving, you will receive the love and support that will help you melt any fear you have about moving forward and any fear that is causing you to freeze. And then you can flow and find things that excite you and will get you out of the rut you are in and have a good time in your experience. So those are the questions that came in. There was another question about quantum jumping, and I mentioned a lot about that. Super easy and fun. I've come to call quantum jumping quantum dreaming, using the tools of conscious dreaming that I've learned from Teaming We, who I did the Miracle Field Immersion with, and combining imagination with quantum jumping, which takes it to the next highest level. So if anybody has any questions about any of those things, feel free to ask. It's the number one button on your phone. And then we can answer them. Let's see. I'm going to just spend a moment connecting with my higher self and see what wants to come through. And I want to invite anyone else who's on the call or listening in the future to connect with their higher self, to connect with their heart, to really take this time to go inward. You want to feel your connection with yourself, with Mother Earth, and you want to feel the love field that we spoke of before. Invite any miracles, invite any guidance in. And as I say this, I'm remembering a technique that I'd love to share, and I didn't think I would even have the time to today. But this technique is about discerning yes or no guidance. Lots of times you have questions, and you could use a pendulum, you could use divining rods, you could use the tarot and find out yes or no. But this is a good way to really get answers from your heart. So you can ask that your heart be connected to your left hand, and your left hand and heart be connected to your higher self, and it gives you answers through your energy field. So the first thing is that for me, a yes feels like energy is going towards my fingers from my wrist. So you can ask your body to put your eyes closed to show you what a yes feels like. So I invite you all to feel a yes right now. For me, I'm feeling my fingers fill up with energy and tingling. And then I'd like you to ask for ask your hand and your higher self to show you a no. For me, it goes from to the wrist, like all the energy is heading toward the wrist. So please show me a no. The energy goes up towards my shoulder, up towards my wrist. And it may be different for you, but it's to learn what that feeling is. So now you want to anchor in the feeling of the yes and no sensation. So what I do is I ask a question that is an obvious yes so I can feel the feeling. So I'm going to ask, is my name Shivra L? And I get an immediate yes. And you can ask what your name is, if your name is whatever it is, or some other obvious question. And feel the yes. And now you can take a question that is an obvious no to learn what a no feels like. So what I often do is ask the question, am I standing on my head now? And then all the energy rushes towards my wrist, away from my fingers, and that's what a no feels like. So now you can take that technique, and we're going to allow a little space for you to feel, to ask a question for yourself. And ask a yes, no question and see what you get. And if you're not getting a clear answer, you can ask for, give me a clear answer. You're just talking to your higher self and asking for that clear answer. And now, if we want to take this to a more advanced feeling, is to tune into the feeling of our heart. So let's now tune into our heart, and we can use our heart as a barometer of yes and no. And so you can say, show me a yes. Everyone feel that, and for me it feels like my heart is expanding and open, and it's more of a lifting up at the top. So feeling the yes, and then you can ask your heart to feel the no, which for me feels like it's contracting and going downward a bit, and see what it feels like for you. Show me a no, please. It feels heavier and denser. Same principle as the hand, but your heart, more subtle. And then you ask the obvious question, am I sitting in a chair? I feel the yes, warmth, expansion. And then I ask an obvious no. Is my name Bob? No. So those are the ways to discern yes and no. I thought you might enjoy playing with. And does anyone want to share their experience on the line? You can press 1. And I'm getting a no. anyway, this is, nobody seems to have any more questions. And we have done a lot today. We've covered a lot, from what is inner guidance, how to turn it up, the yes-no thing, and how does inner guidance benefit us. We covered some things about telepathy and about today being the solar eclipse new moon. just a lot of potent energy, and I want to thank you so much for showing up, all of you, in this call, and those who actually spoke and participated, I thank you, and I thank you if you didn't speak and participating energetically. And I want to thank Margine here, who helped make this possible with the website and the Center for Sacred Studies, and anyone else who is here. I look forward to seeing you at the Enhancing Inner Guidance course. And if you have any questions about anything, you can send me an email, shannon@yogisource.com. And many blessings to everyone. Thank you so much for being a part of this. And this concludes our call. So I also want to say thank you to all our guides and angels, to thank you to Mother Earth, thank you to the heart of the universe, thank you to your divine heart for being here, and I hope you have some wonderful, magical, and mystical experiences with your own guidance. Thanks so much. This is Shivra L. signing off.
You are currently the only person in this conference.
I can't believe it is. Thank you.